A ShareSome app review can help you find the right app. Whether you are looking for a new way to share some of your photos or videos with family and friends, or you want to share something that is important to you, you need to know how to choose the best app to help you do that. A ShareSome app review can help you find the right app that will meet your needs. Free to use. Whether you are new to the adult industry or a seasoned pro, there is a new kind of social network for you. ShareSome is a user-friendly website where you can post and follow other users. It's a great place to discover new sexy content and interact with other kinks. Unlike mainstream social networking sites that are increasingly hostile toward adult content, ShareSome allows you to do what you want with your profile. In addition to the basics like a profile and newsfeed, ShareSome lets you advertise other websites and earn tokens for doing so. In fact, the site has a native currency called Flame Tokens. You can earn up to 360 tokens a day by jerking off. The site even has an app that monitors your wrist motion and rewards you with a few tokens each time. Like all social networking sites, ShareSome has its fair share of spammers and spambots. But it is a free site and you don't have to worry about being blackballed or banned. You can also post videos, photos, and status updates. ShareSome also has a feature that automatically links all of your posts to a predefined pay site. ShareSome offers a few other benefits like a content creators page and a custom feed. But the site is mainly about mutual respect. Users are discouraged from judging others or promoting self-harm. In addition, ShareSome prohibits users from using fake or fraudulent links. It also frowns upon copyright infringements and trademarks. Lastly, ShareSome has a small but well-informed community, so you'll be sure to have a good time. ShareSome is not the only kinky social network. There is also Squidder, a new site that is pitched as a sex-friendly social network. It looks similar to Twitter and allows you to post and follow other users. It also has a group-like moderated topic listing. However, there are limitations to the site's user expression and it is not quite as user-friendly as some of its competitors. Fortunately, the site is still in beta, so you can expect some changes in the near future. User-friendly interface. Having a user-friendly interface is one of the most important things to consider when designing an application. It is also important to create an atmosphere that is comfortable and optimized for different devices. This will keep users on your site for longer. Having a user-friendly interface can increase your conversion rate. A user-friendly interface is designed to facilitate the flow of information to and from a user. It is also designed to help the user understand how the features work. It also helps the user to get the information they need without having to spend a lot of time training. There are 16 principles of good interface design. These principles apply to websites, programs, and services. The best user-friendly interfaces follow these design principles. Creating an interface is not always easy. A good interface is based on basic logic, and the user should immediately know where a button can go. Users will not interact with an interface that is difficult to use. They will also be unwilling to go through obstacles to solve a problem. Having a user-friendly interface should also create a positive atmosphere. No one wants to stare at a hot pink screen with blue font. They also don't want to be inundated with too many choices. Having too many choices makes people indecisive. They also get overwhelmed and are stressed. Getting users to register is a difficult task. Many sites have long registration forms that require users to fill in their personal information. Some sites even have mandatory registration. People are unwilling to register on websites with this type of form. It is also important to include detailed contact information in the footer of your site. This will provide teams with more resources to make the most of your solution. This includes additional resources like a blog, newsletter, and a searchable knowledge base. When designing a website or application, people should always come first. This is important because it forms the basis for a prospective customer's decision. They will ask questions about the usability of the site. Safety guidelines. Despite the fact that ShareSome deems itself as a safe place for adult fans to talk about sex, there are still certain rules and guidelines that must be followed in order to ensure that the site is safe. Here are some tips to keep in mind when using ShareSome. When sharing content, you must ensure that you only share content that you have produced yourself. You may also need to consider whether or not you have a license or legal exception to share your content. Also, if you're sharing intimate body parts, you must ensure that you have permission from the individuals you are displaying them to. When sharing content on ShareSome, make sure to keep your posts and comments genuine. You may also want to keep your private conversations private. You can do this by keeping your posts meaningful and by limiting the amount of cross-posting you do. Finally, remember that you can get kicked off ShareSome without warning if you violate their rules. If you do, you may be suspended or even have your account deactivated. For more information on ShareSome, visit their official website. ShareSome is a social network where users can leave comments, add pay sites, and create personal profiles. It's similar to Reddit and Tumblr, but offers a more adult, social-oriented platform.